get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Do you need an office in 2022? I mean, I guess maybe, maybe not. Hell no, you don't need an office. I don't know. You know, it's kind of funny. We wanted to talk about this because, you know, the world is definitely changing. You know, it's becoming more location independence is a huge deal, especially with even in the workspace. 2 years ago, pre-pandemic, before the world kind of went crazy, businesses wouldn't even consider people working from home. No, you got to come to the office and stuff if you were a brick and mortar business. And what they realized in that pandemic is that, you know, no, you're really, you know, it's like they can work from home. So that begs the question, Tim. Do you need a physical office in 2022?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's funny because like Airbnb, they kind of made the news recently because they announced that their employees never have to come into the office and they can work wherever they want without a change in pay. And instead, what they mentioned, at least the articles I read, is they're going to offer rather than doing hybrid or anything like that, like one day a week, it's 0 days a week, but instead we're going to do like week-long, you know, meetups or team meetups and stuff, you know, once a quarter or something like that. And it's funny because that's what Automattic, the parent company of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg's company, that's what they've been doing for like a decade and a half, where they're fully remote and then they give you like stipends for like your office. So if you wanted to have a home office, they'll give you money to get, you know, a nice desk and equipment and stuff. Or if you wanted to put that towards like a co-working space, you can do that. And then they have week-long meetups in different places around the world. You do that with your team, maybe once a year, twice a year or something. And then you do a bigger one with like the whole company once a year. And it's like Automattic's been doing that way before the pandemic. And it's like all these other big tech companies are finally catching up. So, as far as like small web designers, agencies, stuff like that, because that's generally who our listeners are here on the podcast, I would say no, you do not need a physical office. If you need to have a place to meet clients, you can rent a co-working space, rent a conference room, stuff like that. Like you don't need a physical office. Of course, if you're someone who you need to get out of the house, you have kids, you have a small space, you have roommates, whatever, and you need a dedicated space, then yeah, maybe you should look into getting a physical office or joining a co-working space or something like that. But like, do you need one to be successful? Absolutely not. David and I both had fully remote companies for years. Coincidentally, David and his business partner at Aspen Grove Studios just recently got a physical office, but it wasn't because they needed to.
First time.
Yeah, first time ever. They just happened to be in the same place, and they're like, what the heck? Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our first office. We've always been a little bit ahead of the curve and a little bit backwards, but we've been completely, you know, no physical office for a decade. And we just recently, this year, got this office space so that we could come in and work together and stuff. Because Corey and I have never worked together, and we wanted to experience that and stuff. And it's been nice. It's been good. So, but the fact is, do we need it? Absolutely not. You know, this was very much a want and not a need because we've been doing it for a long time. And my answer to this is 100% unequivocally, no, you do not need a physical office in 2022. If you want one, you can have one, but you do not need one, especially if you're in anything digital. You know, if you're working with a computer and your main, you know, business is being done on a computer over the internet, why would you need an office? You got internet at home, you know? I mean, it's just logical. But yeah, so I guess it depends on wants versus needs and stuff. So
yeah.
All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, our favorite productivity tools for 2022. Until then, oh well, till tomorrow, we'll see you then. I'm going to get it right, Tim, I promise.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.